Current state on 90.5 WKAR. Thanks for joining us. I'm Mark Bayshore. The Michigan Veterans Trust Fund helps combat-era U.S. veterans weather economic emergencies. The fund operates within the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency. The director of the agency, Jeff Barnes, recently appointed U.S. Marine veteran Lindell Holm to run the trust fund. Holm served in the Marine Corps for 25 years and has been awarded numerous medals, including the Meritorious Service Medal. Lindell Holm joins us today to tell us about his career and his plans for helping Michigan veterans cope with their economic problems. Welcome to Current State, Lindell.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
Let's start with some background on the trust fund itself. It's designed to help U.S. combat veterans when they face emergency financial hardship. Can you explain what sorts of emergencies are we typically talking about?
Well, you're seeing a lot, especially recently with the hard winter. So there's a lot of like the energy to heat their home, you know, fuel oil costs and things like that. There's also people who just have you know, a hardship that causes them to get set back a little bit in their day-to-day living expenses, whether it be mortgage, perhaps a car payment, car insurance, things of that nature, that where they'll be able to get back on their feet if they just have a little bit of assistance to get them through this emergency situation. And of course, we've dealt with issues such as dental problems as well, medical issues. We do try to, you know, see if the we are the source of last the last resource, so to speak. So we try to make sure that other sources have been exhausted, but we want to be there for the veteran when they have that emergency, and we come through.
But there obviously there are emergencies that are not necessarily directly related to their service.
That's correct.
That's all kinds of emergencies.
That's correct.
If it involves finances, anyway.
For example, we've had we've helped some of the younger veterans who are attending school, and they've applied for their GI Bill benefits, but they're not arriving in a timely manner. So they have housing expenses while they're attending school, and the fund has come through to provide them assistance in that area, so they can until their GI Bill benefits catch up with them. We had a Vietnam era veteran who had severe dental problems. It was teeth were falling out, hadn't been able to chew in years, and he, you know, applied to receive a grant. Was deemed eligible, and we provided that dental assistance. And he wrote us back. In his words, you know, he said that we saved his life, and you know, his health problems were that severe. And so it's just great to be able to provide that kind of assistance.
I'm sure. Yeah. Are these grants or loans? I mean, is there a responsibility on the part of the veteran who gets help from the fund to pay it back?
No, these are grants.
These are grants. Okay. But veterans are expected to show that they'll be able to meet their future expenses after meeting a grant. Is that a condition here?
That's correct.
Okay. In last year, 2013, the fund awarded grants to 1,800 veterans. That's a lot of financial emergencies. The grants totaled $2.3 million with 1,800 grants awarded. How many were many turned down?
Well, there are, yes, there are some that are turned down. I wouldn't describe it as many, but you know, there's oftentimes financial considerations. So if the board feels that there are financial, that the veteran has financial resources that he should be able to pay these bills, then, you know, that we want to be wise and frugal with our money, as well as, you know, find that balance between being wise stewards of the money, but also trying to help the veteran whenever we can.
In some cases, hardship really isn't demonstrated. In a few.
Some of those, yeah. And then it also, if it's a long-term situation where we, by providing assistance this month, it doesn't solve the situation for the veteran, and it's more of a long-term situation, then you know, that's not what the trust fund is intended for.
Okay. Where does the grant money come from?
Well, after World War II, the state of Michigan had established a $50 million trust fund for this purpose. And the interest off of that trust fund is what is used to provide assistance to these combat era veterans.
Is there a dollar limit on the size of an individual grant?
At the county level, and every application starts out at the county level, the counties are able to grant up to $2,000. So any request over $2,000 goes up to the state level.
Okay. Can you explain the qualification requirement? Is it wounded veterans only? Are there conditions like that?
No. The eligibility criteria is that the veteran must have served 180 days of active duty during a wartime period, wartime era. There's, in addition to that, if it was not during a wartime era, it could be as long as they received the Armed Forces Services Medal, Armed Services Expeditionary Medal. And then as long as it's, again, 180 days, or if they were discharged because of a physical or a mental injury while serving on active duty.
Tell us about the application process. I guess you've already said $2,000, up to $2,000, you go through the county. Above $2,000, you go through the state. Where do people go? What do they do?
There is a Michigan Veterans Trust Fund resource at every county level, and usually we work closely with the county services officers who will provide assist the veteran in getting their application filled out and submitting it. And then there's a committee at the county level which will review those applications, and again, they can grant up to $2,000. If the request is above $2,000, or if the county committee denies the application, then those will go up to the state board for review. There's a 7-member board at the state level appointed by the governor, and they will review all denials and consider any appeals as well as any requests over $2,000.
How do you feel about your new job?
I really enjoy it. I really enjoy it. It's great going.
You've been at it for how long?
1 month today.
Oh.
So
just got on board.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
This must be awfully gratifying. 25 years in the Corps. And now doing this? What have you learned in the first month?
Well, I've learned that the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency and the trust fund people are just great people who are very talented and who are truly have a passion for helping veterans. It's been neat to see that, neat to see the vision and the drive that's going on there, and I'm excited about being a part of this agency and part of the being able to head up the trust fund.
We had Jeff Barnes on the show not too awful long ago. He seems like a good guy to be working for.
He's a great visionary and a great man. You know, even though he was in the Army, you know, I still can respect that man. He's definitely my brothers in the Army have done a great job, and he's a fine example for them.
You received the Meritorious Service Medal among others. Tell us about your service.
I spent, as I said, 25 years in the Marine Corps. I was trained as a CH-53E helicopter pilot, and so got the opportunity to fly that. It's the largest, most powerful helicopter that the U.S. Produces. And
did you fly one in Iraq or Afghanistan or Kuwait?
Yes, I was in Afghanistan in 2004. That was certainly the highlight of my career, and had a great opportunity there.
Where in the country were you?
Up in Bagram, so up in that northeastern
okay.
part of the country.
And you were there for how long?
7 months.
7 months. Describe what you saw in 7 months, if you would.
Well, it's a very great place to do that type of flying, a heavy lift helicopter that we have, so that we had high mountains, and it was very challenging flying. Our primary mission was to resupply the forward operating bases. I did get some a little bit of excitement going in on some raids on occasion, but our primary mission was doing the resupply, and the Marines and the Army that were out there, they had a tough job to do because they had a lot of ground to cover, and they were out there making it happen, and that's what we provide support for that.
Are your helicopter flying days over?
Yes, they are, unfortunately. Okay. That was definitely a blast, though.
Well, we wish you well in your new endeavor. Lindell Holm is the new head for 1 month of the Michigan Veterans Trust Fund. Best of luck and good luck.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.